Good morning, good morning. This is K2TCP. Listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GEQ. How are you on this wet Monday morning?
The rain has already altered my daily plan here just a little bit. I was going to take the garbage out, then it was downpouring. I came downstairs and the rain stopped. So the garbage didn't get out, but, you know, Lynn was heading out today. She said she'd grab it. If not, I'd grab it later when I come home. But, yeah, all in all, not too bad. Not too bad. How'd you make it through the weekend with the on and off, unpredictable rain?
Well, yesterday we were actually able to shoot down in Dale. It was clear blue skies and sunny there, so we were able to miss the rain there. Other than that, you know, Ben got the pool clean, so overall it was a productive weekend.
I was off Saturday, and Lynn had a doctor's appointment that I took her to. She had to get that injection. Epidural shot, I should say. And that went pretty smooth. We ended up going out for lunch at the Cheesecake Factory. I think I mentioned that last week that I was going to do that. And that was relatively nice. I had never been there before. I don't want to say nothing right home about, but yeah, it was just a nice lunch. And Cheesecake was pretty decadent. All in all, it was not too bad. I wanted to do some, I was hopeful to do some POTA this weekend. And by the time we got home and settled in on Friday, that wasn't happening. We did all of our running around on Saturday. And then we were sort of hopeful to get out, and then we were checking the radar. And by the time, because I wanted to do like an evening setup. By the time our window opened, it was closing again because of the rain. And then yesterday, we did a lot of stuff around the house. I did some more network maintenance, and actually had quite a productive day. And we didn't get out yesterday. I did install that alternate tuner in my one radio box, so that's cool. I was hoping to get the tuner and the keyer in there in the same box, but it's definitely not going to fit. That's okay. It was a productive weekend. If you had seen in the news, thinking about radio, Sandy Beach passed away. Once very, very popular radio personality here in Western New York, which I assume you recognize the name.
Yeah, Karen told me about Sandy Beach. She used to listen to him a lot. Cause I think he did the afternoon show for a long time. So she would listen to him on the way home from work. She really liked him, so yeah. She knew while he'd retired, but she told me about that.
I knew more of his popularity than his actual show itself, and I actually don't think I listened to it. I know Danny Nevereth used to do a morning show that we have playing on at the house, and maybe Sandy Beach was in there for a while. The name just sounds so familiar, his voice sounds familiar, but I can't say like every afternoon I turned it on and listened to it. So, but yeah, it's going to happen eventually to all of us. And it's kind of interesting. I guess it's not the same. I guess it's just life in general. This book that I'm reading called The Measure. I don't know if I mentioned this. You wake up one day and there's this box at your door. And when you open it up, there's a string in there, and the string defines how much life you have. in total, not how much left, but in total. So, you know, a moderate string, but you're old, could mean, you know, you're going to die soon. But either way, it's a predictor of your demise, and it's a story that's been told many times over, but it's very interesting, and I've been reading that. I see Jeff popped in, so I'll pause and say good morning. This is K2PCB.
Good morning. How's the rain for everybody? My house almost floated away.
Good morning, everybody. KC2PET. Travis, did you get rocked Sunday morning by a lightning strike?
Oh, first of all, good morning, Jeff. And apparently, according to Ross, we had some local lightning. I knew we had a really good downpour, but I did not really notice a nearby lightning strike. Was there something that was close to me? I know there was a call out to the school. That wasn't anything to do with it, was it?
Oh yeah, the school took a hit. We got the call for the fire alarm. The lack thereof, the one wing, I guess they have like a sub panel, that just got fried. That was black. Obviously some electricity problems in the one wing of the school. Yeah, I'm sure it took out some computers, I'm sure some phones, some clocks, stuff like that. Yeah, they took a pretty good hit. I know I looked at, like, the one alarm panel we were looking at, it was just, like, black. So it took a pretty good hit.
I did not know that had occurred. I knew they were over there. I heard the call go out. I had to run out to the truck and grab something. And when I came back in, I'm telling Lynn, oh, yeah, the fire department's over at the school. And, but, yeah, just an alarm. And they were leaving, or you guys were leaving. So I figured, okay, false alarm or, you know, something tripped it. But, yeah, I didn't realize it was a lightning strike.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't notice it. Even the fire chief, he was sleeping. One of them, he lives on Baxter, which is not too far from there, off of Curtin. Yeah. He woke up, he says, boy, he goes, that was loud. He goes, he knew it was close by, but, yeah. Oh, maybe you're just so busy you didn't notice it.
At that point, I had been up for a while, so, no. We even had the windows open, listening to the rain. I don't know how we missed it. But, yeah, it is what it is.
Well, we do need the rain. And that's been good. I know that yesterday morning we had almost an inch of rain, and then I see we got about a quarter of an inch of rain this morning.
Missed opportunity to go outside, throw some soap on my truck, and, you know, let it sit there for a few minutes, go outside with a sponge, and let it wash away. I don't know how well it would do, but I always think about doing that. I'm sure they'd complain if they started seeing soap bubbles in the parking lot. I see some video of the Erie County Fair getting washed out at one point.
Oh, I hadn't thought about the fair getting washed out, but sure, they might have gotten dumped on there a couple of times.
They had a couple of shelter-in-place events, but you could still see people running around everywhere. But there was couple inches of standing water at times.
Yeah, for the more, you know, obviously the buildings that they're going to be fine. Some of your bigger, more secure tents will be okay. You know, your food trucks will probably be okay. They can just close the window, close the door as needed. But I think back to, and I forget what year it was, we had gone to the Corn Festival. But in the morning, we were out in Barcelona, New York. And there was a storm that had rolled through, but it wasn't the end of the world. But we knew something had come through, and I know we were taking shelter where we were. And we're like, okay, we're going to go up to the Corn Festival now. And when we came up, even though the sun was shining, The whole Eaton Corn Festival, like the crafter area was underwater. All of these tents are destroyed. It was unfortunate for all of the artisans that were out there, people selling their goods. And those little easy up tents cannot handle that kind of rain and that kind of wind, and it was pretty awful. And it was over, but yeah, there was a lot of recovery needed. Boss, do you guys have a date for your chicken barbecue to put on the calendar this year?
Yeah, it should be the 13th. It's always at the first Sunday of the Bills opener. So, yep, it's October 13th.
Okay, I just added that to the calendar. I was thinking about that this weekend and wanted to ask you. Now we're there. Cool.
And the price is staying the same at 15. We just didn't feel like it justified to raise it up this year. I know it seems like a lot of other people have. Just were able to get some per chicken at a better price. Hopefully they're just as good quality, but we didn't feel like there's no need to raise the price up this year.
15 or 16 is about the going rate, so I don't think that's too far off.
Well, we've had it 15 for the longest time. Oh, Colin's got a call. We had it 15 for the longest time, and I'm sorry, I'm just listening. I think I got smoke on Broadway somewhere. I was just keeping it at 15 for the longest time, and it was during COVID, and then, since then we just kind of left it where it was for the price.
Smell anything when you went through there, Russ?
I have not. I believe I'm by it. I didn't see any addresses, but I think I'm almost the pavement right now. I haven't seen anything.
Hopefully, it's nothing serious, for one. And two, it's not somebody pulling a Travis with their laser engraver blowing out the window and the neighbors blowing them in. But if it's something real, hopefully they're catching that. But I've got 644, so I'll probably skedaddle here. This is K2PCB. Talk to you guys later.
All right, Jeff, sounds good. See you in there. And probably see you in there too, Jeff.
52NVM, clear.
KD2GDQ, KC2PET.
KC2PET, KD2GDQ, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Looks like we're going to get some more rain, which is not a bad thing. It's rather dark to the south and it's coming our way. So everything's good so far, though.
Yeah, my weather app was saying that we were probably going to get some more rain this morning, which is okay. We need the rain. My pool is full, except I think the rain's going to chill it down just a bit, and it doesn't look like we're going to get too many warm days to warm it up. Hopefully it will, though, so that when the kids come this weekend, they can it'll be comfortable for them to swim in. But they'll probably still want to go in anyway.
Yeah, that's the other thing I'm shocked by, how cold it got, and it's staying there. I don't think it even made 70 yesterday. It was pretty cold. It's supposed to, like you said, supposed to stay that way for the week. And I do see a rainbow, which is kind of cool. I haven't seen a rainbow in a while, but yeah, off to the north there's one.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. It was a couple of weeks ago I saw a rainbow. Actually, I was coming out of church one time, and it was raining and got to see a nice rainbow. That might have been about a month ago, I think. We got about almost an inch of rain yesterday morning, and then we got a quarter of an inch of rain so far this morning. So, pretty wet.
Yeah, it's good for the corn by me. That's starting to really grow good now. And also my grass now is finally getting rid of my brown spots. Those are finally disappearing, which is good. I've had those for the longest time. It's been so dry. Do you hear me talking to Travis this morning, how the Alden High School took a lightning strike?
I did hear that Travis talk about a lightning strike at the high school. How bad was it?
Well, it's funny how it targeted the alarm panel. Obviously, we got the alarm for that. And, the whole, you know, they got the boxes that hold all the electronics and everything for an alarm, that was just black. It took a pretty good hit. We were trying to kind of figure out where it came in. It did pretty good. There was power out in the one wing of the school. I'm sure it tripped the whole breaker for that wing. Obviously, there's some clocks that were out, some phones. It did a number on their electrical system at that school.
Wow. That sounds like a lot of damage. Looks like they'll hopefully have enough time to get it all taken care of before school starts. Does Alden start after Labor Day like most schools?
Yeah, I believe so. I know Evelyn goes back to school first. I believe that's the first Monday of the month. So, hopefully they will, maybe they might push that out. I don't think they can have school without an actual functioning alarm panel.
Yeah, I don't think you'd want to do that. I think you'd want to have a functioning alarm panel for sure. Because the first Monday is, I think, the 7th, and I think Tuesday, the first Saturday is the 5th, Sunday's the 6th, Monday's the 7th, Tuesday's the 8th, so Tuesday the 8th would be when most school starts, I think.
Yeah, I have to see. They go first. I know I have to take off. I'm going to take off the morning a little bit just to see her on the bus, and then I'm going to go to work. But, it is what it is. I'm pretty sure they would have to make sure alarm panel is working.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ross. I think that they would definitely want that up and running. So that if... God forbid if there was any incidences that they'd be able to respond.
Well, I guess they can get around it. They have that. They could do a fire watch. What it is, somebody has to demand that sitting at school all night long just to watch over the school, make sure nothing starts on fire. Kind of a tedious job, but I guess there's people that do it, so. I know that it could be anybody. It could be your local fire department can do it. We've never done it. I definitely wouldn't feel like sitting throughout the school for the whole night. I'd be bored out of my mind.
Oh my God, that would be so boring. I would imagine it'd be like the old night watchman, where you have to patrol the building some interval to make sure nothing's going on. If I was to do that, I'd have to be walking all night long, because if I sat down, I'd fall asleep.
Oh, whatever it is. I'm sure they will get the school back going soon, hopefully. I should be able to. I can't believe the amount of traffic that's around here this morning. There's a lot of cars.
A lot of traffic out this morning, huh?
Oh, yeah, there is tons of cars. It's like a traffic jam here almost. I can't believe how much. It's a lot of cars.
I would think this time of year, people would start thinking, summer's almost over. We need to go here, we need to go there, and they would start taking time off from work, and things would slow down. We got this week and next week before most school starts.
Yeah, I know. Some people do get into that routine for leaving early, especially when the school bus is around. I think some people do that. They'll leave, maybe 5-10 minutes early. Just for getting nailed by all the buses on their way to work. I know I don't run into one per se. I must be leaving at the right time or I don't hit a bus.
Yeah, I remember when I was coming, driving back and forth from Olean to Alma, there would be times that I would hit school buses on Route 16. Not a lot, but enough that would slow me down.
All right, Brad, I'm going to say 73 to you. I think I'm going to make a run for it before I head in. Looks like it's going to rain. So KD2GDQ, KC2PET. Sounds like Talon's got another fire call. 73's, Brad. I will talk to you tomorrow.
KD2GDQ. Have a great day. Stay dry on the way in, and we will talk to you tomorrow.